Blog Talk Radio.
Life is a journey, not a destination. There are no mistakes, just chances we've taken. Lay down your regrets, 'cause all we have is now. Wake up in the morning and get out of bed. Start making a mental list in my head of all of the things that I am grateful for. Early in the morning, the dawn of a new day, new hope, new dream, new way. I open up my eyes and I open up my mind and I wonder how life will surprise me today.
Today. I hope you had an awesome day today. I had a fabulous day today. It was absolutely awesome. And it was mainly because I had a chance to reach outside of myself and help somebody else. And whenever I do that, I always have an awesome day. My day is always just wonderful. So, yeah, I had just a fabulous day today, and I hope you all did too. Thank you for tuning in tonight to Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. I have some awesome information lined up for you tonight, so get your pens and papers. Get your pens and papers. I want to share some stuff with you, but first of all, my affirmation for today, for this evening, just simply says, I am blessed beyond my fondest dreams. you want to empower, you want to become more empowered, let me tell you something. When you first open your eyes in the morning and you realize that you're in a conscious state, say that. Say it out loud. I am blessed beyond my fondest dreams. And then before you go to bed at night, when you know how you get in that state, you just realize that I'm drifting off. I'm getting ready to drift off and go to sleep now. Say it. And say it with feeling. Say it with like you believe it. You know, I am blessed beyond my fondest dreams. Do it for 30 days and watch how empowered. Watch the magical things happen in your life. Wow, it's really something. Well, that's my affirmation for tonight. Before we go any further, I'd just like to let you all know to go to my website, www.foryourgoodhealth.info. Take a look at some of the things that we're doing there. Some of the stuff that's going on. Take a look at some of the products that I wholeheartedly endorse. My Juice Plus, my Pure Herbs, Nature Sunshine, some awesome quality products. There's nothing there that I don't take myself. If you whatever you see there, I use. If it's not there, it's because I don't use it. And it's not to say that I don't agree with it or anything like that. I just haven't had a chance to try a lot of things. But those that I have, they're awesome enough where I say, hey, I want my friends and my family to know about this. So, yeah, that's why they're there. I want to give you a recipe tonight for an awesome green smoothie. For those of you that don't do smoothies, that have not began to do smoothies as of yet, this is an awesome recipe. Go get you some nice, beautiful kale. Either the red kind or the green is fine. The lacinato is fine. Whichever you prefer is fine. And take you about a cup of it. Let's do a cup because I want to mix it with some spinach. So do 1 cup of kale and 1 cup of spinach. Make sure you get the fresh spinach and make sure that, or you can use the frozen, but the frozen, it doesn't have that taste like the fresh has, okay? So this is what I use, so I'm going to suggest that you use what I use in order to get the taste and the effect that I get, okay? So do a cup of kale and a cup of spinach and put you a nice frozen banana in there. When you go to the store and purchase your bananas for your smoothies, bring them home, rinse them off, and then take the peel off of them and put them in freezer bags. And those that you find that are really black, you know, those bananas that sometime in the store and they be getting rid of them for cheap, they turn and beginning to turn black, buy them. Buy them all, you know, because they are so sweet. So bring them home and peel them, take the peel off of them and put them in plastic and freezer bag and put them in your freezer. And that way when you get ready to make your smoothies, everything is all ready. Because, see, sometimes when we get into the hectic day-to-day living and then you figure, okay, I'm hungry, I need something to eat, and you got to come home and prepare all this stuff, you know, do it beforehand. When you come home from the store, take you a little time, relax a little bit, and then, you know, just go on and peel your stuff, wash your fruits and everything, wash your apples. I always wash my organic apples and drain them and, you know, either put them in my fruit dish that sits out on my table or in my little cubby hole, or I put them in the refrigerator. And, you know, just have everything already. If you're buying your berries, now, if you're going to purchase blueberries, don't wash those before you freeze them because it'll make them kind of mushy. Just wait until you get ready to use them and then just rinse them off, okay? So you got your cup of kale, your cup of spinach, your banana, your frozen banana, and one apple, and take you about 2 to 3 dates, depending on how sweet you want it. Now, make sure your dates have soaked for a few hours to give them that plumpness and that fullness that you want for this, because you want them to blend really well. Put all of that in your blender with 2 cups of water, cold water if you like, and blend it. Blend it until it's really nice and smooth. And then after you blend it, take you a tablespoon or a tablespoon and a half, 2 tablespoons, whatever you like. I do 2 tablespoons because now this will make you about 2 quarts of a smoothie. So take you 2 tablespoons of flaxseed and grind it right then and there. While you got your blender, you turn your blender off because you've already smoothed your smoothie, blended your smoothie. So then blend your flaxseed, pulse them like that. Don't just have your grinder just going, because you don't want the seeds to get hot. Just pulse them, pulse, hit your pulser, okay? And then after you've done that, after you've ground them up and you've got this wonderful flaxseed meal, then just take it and dump it over in your smoothie, put the top back on your blender, and just pulse it a couple of times. Zoop, zoop, you know, just to mix it up. And then pour it up and sit down and give thanks for this awesome, powerful, energy-filled smoothie that you're about to drink. I mean, it will blow your mind. It's so full. You will be so full of energy because smoothies provide energy for you. If you that flaxseed is so awesome. If you got some hemp seed or anything like that, you can use that. But tonight I want to talk to you about 7 steps to thrive. In order to thrive, and this is from my friend Brandon Brazier, and Brandon says that the beauty of a good diet is that the right food will not only help us to overcome nutritional stress, but also other negative stressors. And let's face it, there are those of us that are really going through a lot of stress, you know, right now. In fact, a little early I spoke with a friend of mine that's really stressed concerning some things she's going through, you know, and I just had to tell her, listen, let go and let God. Let go and let God. And she was just simply, well, but how do I do that? Stay in your word. See, this is coming a time where those of us that are believers, we got to do what we know to do. Stay in your word. Stay in your word. So now, like pollution, there's also other stressors, like pollution and environmental toxins. Plus, we'll be able to better perform during positive demands like exercising and educational activities. So Brandon says that he recommends a plan consisting of 7 things, and these are the 7 things that it sounded really good to me. I told him I really got to share this with you guys tonight. So that's what I want to do. Step 1, examine your current diet. Take a look at what you're eating. You know, I even tell my clients, if you have to, journal. Go to the dollar store and get one of those little tablets. It costs a dollar. Go to Dollar Tree. You know, at Dollar Tree, everything is a dollar. And get you a little notebook and take an assessment. Write down everything you put in your mouth. Because you notice how sometimes during a certain time of the day, you may feel a little bit lethargic. You may get tired, begin to feel like you're kind of run down. It may have been primarily because of something that you have eaten. It's very important that what we take in is for specific reasons, and that's to nourish our body, okay? We don't want to just eat anything just to be eating something, okay? And the reason I say this because a lot of times we can eat emotionally. I mean, haven't you done it? Come on. Haven't you done it? Haven't you been feeling kind of depressed or lonely or tired? And first thing you see, you pop it in your mouth. You know, we've all done it from time to time. So the way to curtail that, the way to eat for optimum nutrition and energy is to be aware of what you're putting in your body. So step one is to examine your current diet. What things are you eating that might be reducing your energy or aren't supporting your health and your fitness goals? You know, sometimes we can mess up. So what? Do you have a fitness goal? What do you want to do? You want to release a few pounds, a few excess pounds? Are you eating anything that's not conducive to your fitness goal? You need to know that. And the only way to do that, the only way to know that, is to take an assessment, write it down, everything. I don't care if it's a myth. Write it down. You see? That's step one, examine your current diet. Step two, prepare for success by researching and listing foods that are conducive to thriving, you know, such as fat-burning foods. Excuse me. Whole grains are good fat-burning foods. Green tea is an awesome fat burner. Lentils, hot pepper, cayenne pepper is awesome, you know, for fat burning fat. So make a list of fat burning foods. And then that way if you're in a pinch, if you're out of something, you know, and you want to get something to eat right quick, you know, you have your list there and you can see, okay, I'm going to get me this. I'll stop at a health food store. I'll stop at a farmer's market and get me an apple or get me a banana or something. You know, try to carry something on you. You know, make you up a little, I call them survival bags, and keep it in your car. A few almonds, a few grapes, some carrots. You know, carrots will, they'll keep forever. It's cold outside here in Michigan, you know. So you can put some carrots in a little baggie and put a little water in them, just a little bit, not a lot, because you don't want them to start decaying on you. But just moisten them with some good organic, a good alkaline water, and then put them in a little bag and roll them tight. They'll stay. They'll keep. And put you a little survival bag back there, an apple, you know, and put it back and pack it in your car. So that way when you're out and you get hungry, you got something to munch on until you can get to something more nutritious or something that you really want to eat, because after all, fruits, vegetables, and nuts is very nutritious, okay? So prepare for success by researching and listing foods that's conducive to thriving. Step three, graze throughout the day. And this is something I do every day. I graze. I don't eat big meals, you know, big meals, lunch, dinner, and supper, and all that kind of thing. I graze. I keep a salad, and I may go get me a salsa or a salad 2-3 times a day. You know, get me an avocado and just get half of it and put some salsa in it and eat it like that. I graze throughout the day. Grazing throughout the day, eating several small meals, help to maintain a good energy level. It erases digestive strain and it spreads nutrients to sustain us all throughout our day. So that's a good reason why to just graze on things all during the day. You know, an apple here, a few carrots there. Because you know what? We've gotten so accustomed to eating big meals, and they'll stretch our stomach all out, and then we wonder why it takes so much to get us full. That stomach has just been stretched out of shape, and now we got to appease it with all this food. And then you eat all this food, then you don't feel like moving. You know, even in the winter months, we got to move. We got to keep it moving, you see. We got to do something to move. We got to exercise. It's not only good nutrition, but then it's also exercising. we got to realize that if there's anything going on in your body, especially those that's dealing with issues or stressors in the body or diseases, you know, it wasn't only one thing that got you to that point. It was a succession of things. So then we have to know that on top of that, there's going to be a succession of modalities to help us get back to that place of wholeness, of completeness, of healing, of good health. So it encompasses a good eating regimen. It encompasses exercising. It encompasses a good mental attitude. You know, I was sharing with a friend a day or so ago that, you know, we were talking about relocating. And I got to talking about it. I got plumb happy because I'm thinking, yeah, I'm ready to do this. I'm ready to spend my winter someplace in a nice, warm place. I'm thinking about Arizona, you know. So this summer, I'm going to start doing me some relocating visiting, you know, to think about relocating. Why not? You know, I've raised the kids. They're all out doing their thing. They're all in different parts of the world, you know. So it, now is my time. So, you know, we have to just be ever so conscious of our mental health as well as our physical health, okay? Okay, so graze throughout the day. Step four, drink a nutritious smoothie. Oh, yeah. That's right up my alley. Drink a nutritious smoothie each and every day. Why? Because it delivers food, whole food nutrients that's easy on the digestive system and provides lasting energy. Now, I just gave you the recipe for one of my favorites, okay? There's plenty. You can go online and just find thousands of smoothies. Some that are very complicated, some that have a lot of stuff in them, soaked cashews, mango pulp, agave, purified water. I mean, a lot of stuff. And then some that's just simply simple. Some days I just do a simple smoothie, throw some kale in a blender or either some spinach in a blender or either some salad, mixed baby greens. And I throw them in a blender with some water, maybe a banana, maybe an apple, and that's it. You see, something very simple, but it delivers the nutrients to my body on the level that my body, first of all, can digest it. It's readily available. It's bioavailable, and it's readily digested. So it's just, it's not always, but then sometimes my taste buds will say, well, you know, I want this. I want, put, throw a couple of dates in there or put a teaspoon of agave, you see. But for the most part, my smoothies are just simple, good, nutritious smoothies. So drink your smoothie every day. Step five, eat a big green salad every day. Every day. And when I say big, I'm not necessarily talking about gigantic. You know, a big salad could be a salad just on the inside circumference of a dinner plate. But then it could be, if you felt like just a great big gigantic salad at a certain time of the day, it's okay because it's fresh fruit and fresh vegetables. And what better way? You after you eat a big salad like that, you know, you don't feel like going somewhere laying down. You ever eat a meal and you feel like just like you, it's time to take a siesta? Well, it's not like that when you eat a big salad. So it's okay if you want to have a big salad at a certain time of the day. Do not eat meat. If you're going to have meat, don't eat meat past 2 or 3 o'clock. In the evening, because then your body has to work all day long. They say 6 hours before bedtime. I say, as a general rule, if you're going to have, if you got to have you some meat, don't eat meat past 2 or 3 o'clock, because if you do, your body is working feverishly to try to digest that meat. And if you're not the type of person that chews your food 32, 33 times, and, I mean, let me see the hands of those that do that. The hands of those that chew each mouthful 32 to 33 times, okay? Then if you don't eat any flesh between after 2 or 3 o'clock in the evening, okay? Because it's not going to digest. And then you got more problems, acid reflux and all this other stuff. It's lying there trying to be digested. And it just can't, because at the time your body is asleep, you're supposed to be resting, your body is working, trying to digest this food, and all that's not digested is stored as fat. And we want to prevent this fat from around the middle. That the fat that's around the middle, people, it's dangerous fat. And we want to get rid of that fat. You see what I'm saying? It's called belly fat. It brings a whole nother set of problems, hormonal issues because of the hormones that's stored in this fat. So we just want to be conscientious, of what's going on with this belly fat, okay? Number 6, eat a raw energy bar every day. Pure Herbs has some awesome raw energy bars. Eat your raw energy bar. Eat your hand, if not a raw energy bar, make your own little trail mix with some nuts, a few raisins, maybe some cranberries, put your goji berries, AC berries, whatever you want. Make your own little trail mix and have that. It's a energy bar, energy trail mix every day. And step 7, eat a substantial, balanced afternoon snack to head off hunger. And my midday snack, a snack that I love to have around 3 o'clock, because I notice that's when my fatigue starts to set in and I'm ready to kind of take a nap, I have me a smoothie. I have me a smoothie and maybe some almonds, or I just made a big quart size of almond butter. So I have me either a smoothie with some almond butter on some celery sticks or something like that, and you'd be surprised how it'll just perk you up. Okay? So now those are 7 things that are 7 steps to thrive by Brandon Brazier. And I thank him for sharing that with me today so I could share it with you guys. The next thing I'd like to share with you is information concerning faux foods. Like we have faux furs, okay, faux foods. And you guys know what that faux food is, right? It's genetically modified foods. So I just want to share some information with you tonight, and I want to ask you and to plead with you and to beg you and to implore with you to please tell the FDA to label genetically engineered foods. And you do that by simply going to the Center for Food Safety .org and the TrueFoodNow.org. So go to the Center, CENTER, for FOR, food, FOOD, safety, SAFETY.org, and go to True, TRUE, food, FOOD, now.org. Go to those two websites and let our voice be heard, because, if you don't, when they decide all of a sudden that, we don't have to do that, and you know what, we can't sit back and say, I don't think that's going to happen. So I'm just, I really don't think that's going to happen, because too many people are really keeping their eyes on exactly what's going on with the FDA. Don't think about it like that. Let your voice be heard, okay? Because we are on the brink of some things happening that we have never seen happen before, and we don't want this to get by us. Because now we got to demand labels on genetically engineered foods, and this is why. The United States is a rarity among developed countries in that it does not require labeling on genetically engineered foods. Isn't that something? The FDA do not require labeling on genetically engineered foods. But now, check this out. Russia, Japan, China, Australia, New Zealand, and 15 nations in the European Union require notice of GE contents. Anything that has genetically engineered foods in them, they require labeling. Now, a poll by ABC News shows that 93% of Americans want the federal government to require mandatory labeling on these foods. 93% of us. That's pretty good. But then it's not good enough. You see what I'm saying? It's pretty good, but it's not good enough. In this case, 99.5 just won't do. Okay? Now, the Nonprofit Center for Food Safety has filed a petition with the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, demanding that the agency require the labeling of GE foods. On behalf of the Just Label It campaign, and that's what it's called, the Just Label It. They just put a label on it. Let us know if this bread that I'm getting ready to buy, or this corned beef hash, or this stew, or whatever, has genetically modified foods in it. Let me know so that if I decide, okay, well, it's okay, I'll get it. I can, but don't sneak nothing in on me. I mean, that's only fair. Don't you think it's only fair? I want to be, it's just like with drinking milk and things like that. I said, no, I choose not to drink milk. For those that want to drink it, that's your prerogative. But I choose not to because I don't take antibiotics and hormones, so I don't want them in my milk, and I don't know how much I'm getting. And then all of a sudden I'm having hot flashes and all these other kind of things, and I'm wondering what's going on. It's in the milk. And there is no labels to tell us just how much antibiotics and hormones are in our dairy. So I don't want it. I choose not to drink it. This is what I want for my food. Put a label on it. And if I decide I want to eat it because there's something genetically engineered in there, which, duh, who wants that? That's why we want a label. But put a label on it. In 1992, the FDA issued a policy statement. Now, check this out. If this ain't brazen, I don't know what it is. What is? In 1992, the FDA issued a policy statement that GE foods were not materially different than traditional foods and so did not need to be labeled. Isn't that something? They decided. Not there was a vote, and it was decided by vote. They decided. I'm telling you, y'all, we really got to be alert. We got to wake up, because if we take a nap, we'll wake up, and the FDA did so many things until we'd be like, what? You know, you ever heard this saying that, you know, there's three types of people, some that says, what happened? Some that says, I gotta get back to you on that one. I forgot it, but it's a really good little thing. Okay, agency policy severely constricts differences only to altercations that can be tested. Ain't that something? No, can be tasted. Now, if it's something that really can be tasted, then they say, okay, well, you know, we'll put a label on it. if it can be tasted, smelled, or otherwise detected through the five senses. That's crazy. Genetically modified corn to us doesn't taste any different than any other corn, but the cows won't eat it. They won't touch it. You see? So now the CFS Executive Director Andrew Kimball states, current FDA policy uses 19th century rationality for a 21st century issue, leaving consumers in the dark as to hidden changes to their food. You see, and it just should not be like that. We have a say-so in what we eat, and we should have a say-so in what we eat and what we give our families, what we give our family members and our loved ones. You see what I'm saying? And no politician should be able to outrule me as far as what I want to give my body, what I want to put in my body, or what I want to give my loved ones to eat. So I beg you to just go to the Center for Food Safety.org and TrueFoodNow.org and tell the FDA to label GE foods. You know, and you'll find out more about it when you go to Center for Food Safety, and it'll be on my website, www.foryourgoodhealth. It'll be on there later this evening or first thing tomorrow, so everyone will know. We got to get this. We got to spread the word. We're already eating things that's just, it don't make no doggone sense. Some of the stuff that's all these preservatives and stuff. You read the labels on some of this stuff, and you won't even eat it. Because half the stuff you can't even pronounce. You see, it sounds like some kind of like it was made in a chemical laboratory. So, you know, just wake up, know that genetically engineered foods are coming more and more, you know. Demand labels on genetically engineered foods, and let the FDA know that we're not going to take it. You're not going to give us anything. You're not going to feed us anything, you see. Okay. Fasting. Now, I know you all know that from time to time we do different fasts and things like that, but did you know that fasting is good for the heart? It is. Fasting is good for the heart. And new evidence from the cardiac researchers at the Heart Institute at the Intermountain Medical Center in Utah, they suggest that routine periodic fasting is good for our health and specifically for our heart because it reduces the weight and levels of sugar and triglycerides in the blood. So the results expand upon a 2007 Intermountain Healthcare study showing a direct association between fasting and reduced risk of coronary heart disease. So it's a good thing to fast. I mean, a lot of us, I know we do it, we fast for spiritual reasons and for health reasons, but yeah, this new research shows that it really does, it has an impact on our heart when we fast. So the findings were presented at the 2011 annual scientific session of the American Collegiate of Coronary Heart Research in New Orleans. So it's a good thing. So it's not going to hurt us to fast a couple of days a week, you know. In fact, it's good for your heart. Also, be very aware of products that are containing fake fats. Just like we talk about faux foods, genetically engineered foods, there's a lot of products out there that contain fake fats, foods containing synthetic fats, in other words, which taste like natural fats, but with fewer calories, and may sound enticing to people that's dieting. You know, sometimes when you're dieting and you see this label saying light or no fat or low fat, you tend to want to gravitate toward those products. but you may want to rethink that, okay? Because there's a lot of fat substitutes used in low-calorie potato chips and other processed foods, and it could backfire on you. Because actually they contribute to weight gain and obesity. And this was found out by a research that was done by Purdue University. And it showed that, you know, they actually help to increase the obesity rate. So I know one potato chip I heard of that had this stuff called olestra. And that was, I'm not going to say any names. I think it's spelled like L-A-Y-S, Lay's potato chips. No, I'm going to tell it, Lay's. They have this potato chip out that they claim that this olestra is really good, and it's a fake fat. But it also states on the label that it could cause possible gastro effects. So just be aware of things. Read the labels. That's what we got to do. You know, we got to read the labels because, I mean, you know, there's enough gastrointestinal problems going on as it is. You know, so read the label before we start getting all these things that's causing I don't know why I'm having a hard time with that word tonight. Gastrointestinal problems. Okay, so just beware. Don't stay away from those Lay's chips with olestra in them. You know, we don't need them. So listen, I want to let you all know that if there's any of you out there that have any questions on anything that I've said tonight, if there's anything you'd like to share tonight, just press number one on your keypad. I want to share something about cayenne pepper. My daughter was telling me a few nights ago that she had like a little stuffiness, felt like a little cold or something was coming on. I say, hey, get the cayenne pepper. And I just want you to know that cayenne pepper is awesome. Keep it in your house. Keep cayenne pepper around. Cayenne is a member of the chili family. And cayenne gets its heat from capsaicin, okay? It's a compound known to reduce pain. And just don't get it in your eyes. Not unless you want to if you've got something like an infection or something going on with your eyes, you can boil some water and take a little cayenne pepper and put in there and let it simmer for a while and then strain it through some cheesecloth or some kind of cloth where you don't get the pepper itself, but it is an excellent eye wash. I have tried it myself. And, I mean, within 24 hours, the little irritant that was going on in my eye was gone. And so that's because of the capsaicin in that pepper that makes it so hot. So it's really good for eye wash because it's also good for your stomach. In fact, that's how the owner of Nature Sunshine, that's the first herb that he encapsulated was cayenne pepper. And he did it because of his stomach. Someone had told him that it would heal ulcers in the stomach. And he was taking it neat, you know, just like it was, but he said that it was just unbearable, you know, trying to get it down to the stomach. So he started encapsulating it. And that's the first herb that he started to encapsulate was cayenne pepper. So it also stimulates the stomach's protective juices, and it also assists in weight loss by suppressing appetite and revving up the metabolism. Cayenne pepper also provides a hefty dose of vitamin A. Buy your cayenne pepper ground as fresh as possible, organic, and keep it in a tightly sealed glass jar or container away from the heat and the sunlight. And I know a lot of you are going to run and have to take it down. Do not store it above your stove. Do not store it above your stove. Why? Because this exposes it to heat and humidity. So don't store it above your stove. Now, this is a good cold remedy. Make a tea. You got a cold? Make a tea. Mix a pinch of cayenne in a cup of hot water. Put a little honey in it. Season to taste, you know, maybe about a teaspoon or so, and drink it down. It'll stimulate the nasal passages, and it also eases congestion. And you'll be surprised how much better. If you got sort of like a sore throat coming on, it's excellent for that because, see, red pepper or cayenne pepper, it brings blood to the area, and it'll promote healing. So just remember that. So, you know, keep some cayenne pepper on hand at all times. I keep it. You may not be able to find nothing to eat, but you can find some cayenne pepper in my cabinets at all times, okay? You know what? I read an article the other day, and I thought it was very interesting. Have you ever had a back pain or shoulder pain, and you noticed that you were slumping? You know, you noticed that your posture began to slump? Well, this article was talking about the power of good posture. And remember how our mothers used to warn us and about slouching, and they always say, you know, stand up straight. Don't slouch. You know, well, they may have had something there because recent research proves that poor posture not only makes a bad impression, but it can make you feel physically weaker. I noticed that when I hurt my shoulder one time, and I began to give in to the pain by holding my shoulder. I would round my shoulder up, but I would slump, and it would feel better, than standing up erect. But that it really wasn't making the pain any better. It made me feel better, but I was more or less giving into the pain. So this study published in the Journal of Experimental Social Psychology explored the relationship of posture and pain tolerance and found that by simply adopting more dominant poses, individuals can feel more powerful and controlled and better able to tolerate distress. So you actually think you feel better when you slump and if you got pain, but you really don't. You feel better if you stood up erect, okay? So now people tend to curl up into a ball when they're in pain. You ever had a stomachache and you laid down, you just wanted to get in the fetal position, right? But the University of Southern California researchers recommend doing the opposite. Try sitting or standing up straight, lifting the chin, pushing out the chest, and generally expanding the body shape. Now, they suggest that these small yet empowering changes in behavior can decrease sensitivity to pain. And adopting a more powerful posture may even affect the body's hormonal level, boosting the testosterone, which is associated with increased pain tolerance, and decreasing the cortisol, typically released in response to stress. Okay, so the next time you're in pain, you have that stomach ache or shoulder ache or back ache, try standing up erect. You know, try practicing that good posture and see how if you don't feel better because you're actually taking back your power. You know, when you give into it, when you slump over, you're giving into it, and you don't want to do that. You claim your power, reclaim your power, and don't just let it go like that, okay? Okay. I just want to encourage you guys again tonight, if you have any questions or anything tonight, I want you to press option 1 on your telephone keypad. And I'll get you in, and you can ask your question. If you have a comment you'd like to make, do you have a do you have a remedy that you'd like to share with the listening audience tonight? What do you do when you say you maybe you have a cold coming on, or you're just not feeling your best? What are some of the things that you do, or one thing in particular that you do that normally helps you to feel better? You want to share with us tonight? We'd love to hear from you. Okay. Well, if you do, just like I said, press option one and come on in and share with us tonight what you do to kind of make you feel better during them times. You know, our weather has been really up and down. I was just thinking yesterday it was 56 degrees, and then today it was like 32 or 33, and I'm thinking, oh man, I hope everybody is really taking good care of themselves and getting some good immune builders in them, some astragalus or some echinacea or something, you know, that'll help the immune system to ward off some of these things that's really floating around out there. I hope so. I talk about it enough. People say that's all they hear me saying is, build your immune system, build your immune system. One girl told me on Facebook, she said, I hear you saying that in my sleep. Boost your immune system, boost your immune system. I say, well, then you don't have any reason for not doing it then, if you hear me that loud and clear. So it's just a good time to, you know, boost your immune system. Take care of yourself. You know, when you go to the nursing homes and to the hospitals and you see the things that's going on, you know, that's the last place you want to be. The last place I want to be is in a nursing home or in a hospital. I'm telling you the truth. I thank God so that when I walk in, I can walk out. Anytime I'm ready, you ready to go? I can go. You know, so I'm just so thankful for that. Oh, I see we have a caller tonight. Good evening, caller. Welcome to Here's to Your Health.
Good evening, Dr. D. How are you doing?
I am excellent. How are you doing tonight?
Good.
Good. Wonderful. What would you like to share with us tonight, or did you have a question?
I just want to talk about the way you were talking about how you change your eating habits, and how I changed my eating habits, and how I was on blood pressure pills for like almost 20 years,
mm-hmm.
and I changed my eating habits. I started doing exercises. I started taking herbs for a couple of months. My blood pressure was lower than it ever been in my life.
That's awesome. That's all. Now, was your doctor able to substantiate this?
Oh, no, he didn't want to receive it.
Oh, I'm sure he didn't.
But he
was
really surprised that it was that low. And he asked me, what was I doing? And I told him. And he says, oh, well, I will guarantee that you will be back, and you will be back on your blood pressure pills. And I said, no, I won't.
All right.
I will not be
so
back.
So did you get a chance to go back? Did you go
yes.
back for another checkup to prove that it's still low?
Yes. And he seen that it's still low, and he said, well, you're still, you must be eating right and doing the right thing. So I said, yes, I am, but I'm not taking those blood pressure pills anymore.
Oh, that is wonderful. That is wonderful. And don't, aren't you so grateful for that, you know? God has a better way for us. And if we could just you know, pay attention to our bodies and what's going on, and just to think, you know, you have to thank God, because for the 20 years that you did take them, you know, and nothing, and you still had hypertension. But then
yeah.
God allowed you to find out about a way that was a natural way. And and you begin to incorporate, you know, eating and exercising and stuff like that, and then you were able to come off of those pills. That's a blessing.
Yes, it is. Truly,
wow.
It is.
Wow. Well, I really appreciate. I know. I thank God too, and I appreciate you sharing that with us tonight. So, for the listening audience, you see, there is another way. You know, you don't just have to. I'm not telling anybody to get off of your medicine. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying seek. The Bible says seek and you shall find. You see, we don't have to be caught up in that. I put a post on Facebook yesterday, and it simply said, every medicine causes liver toxicity. Every medicine. There is bar none. There is no medicine that you can take that does not cause liver toxicity. And if you don't believe it, if you've been taking it long enough, look in the mirror. You know, I always say that. Look in the mirror and you will see exactly what's going on. If there's any, if your liver has been compromised, any, just look in the mirror. Let your liver tell you. And how can you look in the mirror and look and walk away and say, oh, I'm fine. You know, look in your eyes. And your eyes will let you know. So I thank you, caller. Thank you for sharing that with us tonight.
Thank you for listening.
All right. And hey, stay tuned in and come back again and be with us again on Here's to Your Health.
All right. You have a blessed night.
You as well. Thank you.
Good night.
Good night. I really appreciate that caller calling in tonight, you know, sharing that with us because, see, so many people are afraid. They're afraid to get off of their medication. They're afraid to, but you know what? That's your body. That is your body. I'm not saying per se it belongs to you, but that's your body that belongs to God. And he will show you what to do to take care of it. He'll show you what to nourish it with. All you got to do is be open and receptive. But I always tell people, I say, but now listen. When he tells you something to do or don't do, don't turn a deaf ear. You know, because we can do that sometimes. You know, oh, I ain't going to eat but a little bit of it. You know, but you know, you hear this voice in your head. It's a quiet, still voice, but it's so loud until, you know, you know you hear it saying, don't eat that. Don't eat that. Don't do that. You know, we were talking about, I put a post on Facebook about Paula Deen. I said, do you think it was hypocritical of Paula Deen to keep her diabetes hidden for 3 years while she was promoting all this sugar and fat-laden foods? And I just wanted to start a conversation. You know, it wasn't to judge her, not at all, because there's one judge. And he's the judge of us all, you know, and the Bible lets me know I got to judge the sin that's in my own life. So it's not to judge her. But I was just asking the question. And then I posted one of these sandwiches that she, you know, she thought up a cheeseburger in between two glazed donuts with an egg that's over easy and two or three strips of bacon. I said, you know what? That is a heart attack waiting to happen. So I pray that she'll get her health together, but I see where she's fixing to join forces with a pharmaceutical company to promote this drug. And from what she's saying is that her and the pharmaceutical company are going to come together and going to show you how to take control of your diabetes. You know, I'm like, wait a minute, what's wrong with that? But anyway, you know, I thank you guys for listening tonight. Thank you for listening in tonight. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your busy day. I know there's so many things that you could have done. I know a lot of you worked today and you still tuned in, and I am so appreciative for that. I want to invite you to come back next week and be with me here on Here's to Your Health, brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station. Be sure to go to my website, www.foryourgoodhealth.info. And my closing affirmation simply says, God is all there is. I am a God woman. and everything in my life is in divine order right now. Thanks, guys, for listening in. I truly love and appreciate each and every one of you. And have a blessed night. And you know what? Take control of your health, because if you don't, somebody else will. Good night, everybody.